Russia chose one of its southernmost cities, subtropical Sochi, as its nominee for next year's Winter Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee said yes. 6 years later, for hockey and figure skating events, everything is, as Russians say, pod kontrolem, under control. Enclosed rinks and ice-making technology guarantee indoor ice on Russia's Black Sea coast, a balmy land where palm trees grow. But 48 kilometers away in the Caucasus Mountains, snowfall seems erratic, even though temperatures there are often colder than in Sochi. 1 year to the day before the Olympics are to start, rain fell and temperatures rose to 19 degrees Celsius. Skiing and snowboarding events were canceled. The base of Rozahuta Resort, the downhill ski venue, was dirt brown, not snow white. Ksenia just came off the mountain.
It's too warm. It's 15 degrees, or like 2 days ago it was 23 degrees over there. 2 days ago was like yesterday, and the day before it was raining, and snow is disappearing.
Stanislav Lopan is a skiing coach from St. Petersburg in northern Russia.
This is the subtropics. It's a risk to have the Olympics here, a definite risk. I think the government's prepared for it. I don't know how they will manage it. Perhaps they could transport snow with helicopters if there's not enough.
Here at Russia's new Rozahuta Resort, the question for the 2014 Winter Olympics is, will there be enough snow? To guarantee snow, Sochi organizers have installed 444 snowmaking guns, like these at Whistler, Canada, the site of the ski and snowboarding events at the last Winter Games. Right now, workers are bulldozing snow into summer storage sheds, enough to fill 200 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Sochi Mayor Anatoly Pakhomov told reporters that the Olympic show will go on with guaranteed snow.
We will make conclusions based on our experience of holding test competitions, including conclusions about the weather if the temperature will be plus 10. All that will be taken into account, and obviously the Olympic Games will be held according to a proper standard.
Up in the mountains, these rained-out skiers were participating in Maslenitsa, a pre-Lenten festival. But it could well have been a pagan prayer for snow. James Brook, VOA News, Rozahuta, Russia.